brought to you by Penguin.
Command by Lawrence Friedman. Read by Richard Burnip. Introduction. Command as politics. Mark Antony. When Caesar says, do this, it is performed. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, Act 1, Scene 2. The word command comes from the Latin mandare, meaning to commit or entrust, from which we also get mandate. The verb sense led to the noun sense, which was from the start synonymous with an order, but one that came with special authority. Contemporary dictionary definitions still point to authoritative orders to be obeyed without question. The British Army has defined command as the authority which an individual in military service lawfully exercises over subordinates by rank or assignment. It embraces authority, responsibility, and accountability, has a legal and constitutional status, and enables individuals to influence events and order subordinates to implement decisions. In a chain of command, orders start at the top and then cascade down until they reach the lowliest individuals. Below the supreme command, those in the chain are always accountable to someone at a higher level for what they do with the orders they receive and for the quality of the orders they issue. Those on the receiving end of orders may have inner doubts and uncertainties, or even make known their misgivings openly, but the orders must still be followed and followed well. Commands are therefore much more than requests or suggestions, and when a command is challenged, it is not only the wisdom of a particular instruction that is questioned, but also, potentially, the whole hierarchical structure behind it. To disobey an order is insubordination. To walk away is desertion. To depose a commander is mutiny. Military organizations need strong chains of command because they are about disciplined and purposive violence. Commanders put those serving under them into unnatural situations where they might be killed as they seek to kill others. At times of war, the special challenge of military command lies in persuading people to act against their own survival instincts and overcome the normal prohibitions about murdering their fellow humans. The stakes can be extremely high. Commanders, especially at the senior levels, can feel the burden of responsibility for the fate of nations, deeply aware of the potential for national humiliation should they fail, as well as the glory if they succeed. Disciplined, fighting organizations act on commands, but however well crafted these commands might be, they are not necessarily followed automatically and as intended. Sometimes they are simply inappropriate, perhaps based on dated and incomplete intelligence, and could not be implemented even by the most diligent subordinate commander. In other cases, subordinates may feel that implementation is possible but unwise, or that there is a better way. Faced with orders they dislike or distrust, subordinates usually have alternatives to outright disobedience. They can procrastinate, follow orders half-heartedly, or interpret them in a way that fits better with the situation confronted. In some cases, commanders encourage those closer to the action to make the final decisions. Others want to be consulted every step of the way. Command, therefore, is not a simple matter. It is about much more than handing out orders and ensuring that they are enacted. The stresses of combat impose special demands on commanders at all levels, and it is assumed to require people of special character. The qualities that contribute to effective command are often those that would be admirable in almost any setting: professional knowledge, efficient use of resources, communication skills, ability to get...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?